You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
You're about to time travel.
A little time travel show, yeah.
You got Chris Earl with time travel, 5 to 7.
Time travel will take over the controls and titillate your ears.
Hello, I'm Clint Eastwood.
Yo, this is Ice-T.
I'm Paul Newman.
This is Alec Baldwin.
I'm Morgan Freeman.
Hey, everybody, it's Barack.
Good morning. This is WSBK-TV in Boston, Massachusetts. WSBK-TV is owned and operated by New Boston Television Incorporated, a wholly owned subsidiary of the Storer Broadcasting Company, and operates on UHF Channel 38, as authorized by the Federal Communications Commission. WSBK-TV studios and offices are located at 83 Leo Birmingham Parkway. The transmitter and antenna are located at 140 Cabot Street, Needham, Massachusetts. And now, our national anthem.
This is TV 38, WSBK-TV, Boston.
Well, good morning, Captain.
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 Good morning.
Good morning, Captain. Won't you come on out and play? Wake up the sunshine and share this rainy day.
Hi everyone, Captain Bob here with some more answers to more of your questions, nature questions. I have a good supply of them, and we'll find out more about this world we live in and make a fine sketch together too. Gather around and welcome aboard. Good to see you all again. As you know, our program deals with this wondrous world around us, and we study animal life usually, but other things too. And do I receive questions? As we go along today, see how many answers you know. I've been through this stack of mail and have information for you, so let's get right to the ones I've planned. Come on over to the drawing board. I'm sure you're all aware of that very famous insect called the mantis or mantid. And I've been asked why he's valuable to man and why his front claws are held in that peculiar upright position. Well, let's look at this giant picture I've made of one here on the drawing board, right under your nature questions. Now, we know he's not this large, but I've drawn him large so we can really see him in detail here. Look at that fella. Have you ever seen one in the garden? You'd see them on branches or leaves, and you might not know they're there because they look so much like a little twig or branch. Well, look at him close too here, and look at that head. There's his head right there, and his neck, thorax, there are those praying arms, and his body with wings. Now, this fellow right here is usually about 2.5 inches long, up to 3.5 inches long, and there are two kinds too. The Carolina, or the praying mantis that I've drawn here. They're valuable because they destroy harmful insects, and thereby they help man. They can swivel their head too. It's the only insect that I know of that can actually turn his head and look over his shoulder. Have you ever heard of an insect doing that? Well, the praying mantis can. And incidentally, never kill one of these fellows because they're so valuable to man. Questions and answers today on your nature questions. The next time we're here, more on our drawing from nature, and what will the subject be? You guess. Captain Bob, thank you for being with us. Be careful, whatever you do, and keep those eyes open, for this world around us has many wondrous things that we don't want to miss, right? I'll say so. Thanks for being with us. So long for now.
It's silly putty time. Yes, there are hours and hours of fun in the little egg that silly putty comes in. You can stretch and mold it into all kinds of funny-looking shapes, or even make crazy-looking animals. And look, you can play ball with silly putty. And see how high silly putty bounces. Or for real laughing fun, flatten silly putty into a pancake, then press it down on a picture in a newspaper, or on your favorite comic strip. And look, it picks up the picture in full color. And by stretching it, you can make it even funnier and funnier. Then just fold it together again, and you're ready for another picture. You can use Silly Putty over and over again. Just put it back in the egg and save it till next time.
Silly Putty comes in a shell shaped like an egg. Silly Putty.
This is Peter Hodgson, Mr. Silly Putty himself. He's demonstrating the famous Silly Putty picture pickup to the delight of these young TV performers. They're on the soundstage at Pike Productions in Boston. Pike made the TV commercial for Silly Putty. That's credited with $25 million in sales. At Pike Productions, they work efficiently and fast to make your deadline. So, let's hear it for the next $25 million.
Barba papa est rose, rose, plus rose qu'une rose rose.
Barba mama est plus noire qu'une rose noire.
Barbidou est jaune, jaune.
Barba lala verte comme une pomme.
Barbotine, c'est un jeu à la couleur des oranges.
Barbouille est noir comme un corbeau, et chaque fois qu'il prend ses pinceaux, il se couvre de taches de bas en haut.
Barbidou est tout bleu.
Barbidou est un athlète aussi rouge que le feu.
Et tout ce petit monde est heureux.
Voici
transforme en volonté pour nous carrer.
Mais gros ou rond,
elle avait touché Barba Papa.
Il y a Barba Papa, Barba Mama, Barbidou, Barbouille, Barba Belle et Barbidure, Barbotine et Barbibule et Barba Lala.
Right, the toy that lets you create beautiful pictures with light.
Light, light, making things with light.
Work with colorful pegs that glow with light, light bulb not included. Make people, animals, things, and with refills, Bugs Bunny or Bozo the Clown.
Light, light, making things with light.
You can make lots of pretty pictures with Light Bright from Hasbro.
Hi there, time for Timer, your roving reporter. I'm talking to you from inside a fantastic factory, your digestive system. You know what we build here? You! Not out of wood or metal, but out of food. You see, you are what you eat from your head down to your feet. Things like meat and eggs and fish you need to build up muscle tissue. Uh-oh! Hello, appetite control, more protein. We need energy. Playing tennis today, you know. Whoops! All these motors in your body need a lot of fuel to go on, like carbohydrates, fats, and proteins, vitamins, and so on. What's left over forms the building blocks you need, indeed, to grow on. Yes, you are what you swallow, so that next time you feel hollow, don't just fill your face with any old kind of treat. This goes for every kid or six-foot athlete. All you really are is what you eat.
Party anyway. I'm getting ready to fly my new airplane.
We have an emergency here, so will you excuse me?
Sure, John. See you at the office Monday.
I'll be there, God willing.
Dad, what did you mean when you said God willing? Does God care whether you see Mr. Johnson or not on Monday?
Of course. He cares for all of us and what happens to us.
Why?
Because he loves us.
You mean he cares about each one of us?
Yes.
Wow. Even me. What's it like, Dad, when God cares for me?
Well, do you remember, Davy, when you got lost in the cave last summer, how the guide cared what happened to you?
Mm-hmm.
God's care is something like that.
More bad news.
No.
What you watching, Dave?
It's another disaster, Goliath.
What's a disaster?
That's when bad things happen to people in the world. Things we don't expect. And it's just awful.
Oh, Davy, that is awful.
I sure am glad that no matter what happens, God is there.
God is there?
Sure, Goliath. God is there through the hands of the people who help after a disaster.
Shouldn't we help?
You're right, Goliath.
But how can we help? We're just a boy and a dog.
Even small hands and paws can make a big difference if we all work together.
Let's go ask the grown-ups to help, too.
To see how you can help, contact Lutheran Disaster Response at elca.org/disaster.
You shall die in agony tonight at the stroke of 9.
Goodbye, Alfie.
Goodbye, nothing. We're going to stick together. One for all and all for one.
What are we going to do?
Well, she can't kill you without anything to do it with. Buckwheat, you go in the kitchen and get all the knives and the daggers and ditch them. Porky, you go to the bathroom and get all the poisons and dump them.
Okie dokie.
Come on, you guys,
hide! Ah, sound asleep. Now I can go on with my work.
Did you hear that? Now she's gonna do her dirty work. We'd better hurry. Come on, fellas. You stay here, Alfalfa. We'll be right back.
Well, here's another nice mess you've gotten me into.
What do you mean, I got you into?
Well, your name's Laurel, isn't it?
Well, only on my mother's side. You see, it was like this.
Mother's side.
That's definite. Power company probably got their wires all tangled up. Go on up and straighten out the mess.
Wait a minute. What am I doing? You know I get dizzy in high places.
You're dizzy in low places. Get up there.
No! Oh. Don't, please.
Ready, off.
Heave-ho!
Heave-ho! Heave!
Oh, Mo! You stretched my nose all out of shape!
I'll fix that. Oh. Come on. Get your nose on there.
Mo! It's hot!
Now, I don't want any more arguments out of you. Get up that pole. Gone.
Look out.
Look out with that climbing spike. Oh, my head. Look out. Oh, take that spike out of my ear. Oh. Let me at it.
This is confusing.
Oh, gee, did it hurt? No, does this?
Hi, time for Timer, and time to make a week's supply of healthy after-school snacks. Some weekend when it's raining and your mother is complaining because you're hanging around just twiddling your thumbs. Tell your mom that you've been itching to make something in the kitchen, and oh yes, the mess will be a minimum. But the thing that's going to please her is you make it in the freezer, and nothing could be easier to fix. Now just watch as I go through it. Really, all you need to do it is some kind of juice and just a few toothpicks. Okay, now take an empty ice tray and fill it up with orange juice or lemonade or pomegranate juice or whatever turns you on. Then cover the tray with plastic wrap, carefully poke the toothpicks through the plastic, put it in the freezer, and in a few hours, presto, stacks of snacks. Don't wait until it rains before you try this nifty trick. You'll have a fun time making sunshine on a stick.
I'll never get enough. I tramp the prairies and the plains. I trudge each weary mile. I'll tramp and trudge and trudge and tramp until I make my pile. Whoa, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I'm gonna dig up lots of gold. V for victory. Oh, da 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 da. I did, 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 I
did, I did, I
did, I did, I I'm a wagged, wagged lover of the wild and woolly west. Of all the things I haven't got, I white gold the best. Oh, it rained all night, the day I wept. The weather is so dry. It was so warm, I froze to death. Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I'm gonna get me lots of gold before victory.
Romper, bumper, stomper, boomer. Tell me, do. Magic mirror, tell me today. Have all my friends had fun at play? Today's a special day for Deanna and Scotty and Timmy and Alan and Terry and Indra. And a special day for Colin and Tammy and Carrie and Beverly and Christy and Susie and Jonathan and Nancy and Jason. And I also see Patrick and Kevin and Kent and Terry and Kenny and Kimberly. I see Monty and I see Robin. I see Amy and Dina. I see Frank and Howard. I see Roy. I see Melody and Michael and Danny and Trudy. I see Amy and Brian and Michael. I see Larry and Don and Andrew and Robert and Emily. I see all my friends are in the hospital today. I hope that you'll be feeling very soon, very well, very soon. And I'll see you all again tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the Romperin School. Goodbye.
We'll return after these messages.
What is it, Crunchberry Beast? Uh-oh! Confound it, LaFoot! Come back here with those Crunchberries!
Never! Cap'n Crunch with Crunchberries is sweet and tasty with the added of strawberry flavor Crunchberries! So just look what I get with every bowlful. Two kinds of flavor, two kinds of crunch, and one Crunchberry Beast.
Cap'n Crunch with Crunchberries from Quaker.
Boston's Channel 5, WHDH-TV.
Introducing Bozo, the world's most famous clown.
I'm such a funny clown. I like to travel round and round. The circus is my home. I always seem to roam. In the rocket ship I soar, I explore the ocean floor. But you must know I'll never go unless you come along. Bozo, Bozo, always laughs, never frowns. Bozo, Bozo, Bozo the clown.
Oh, Billy, I'm glad you made it here to the Bozo Big Top today. Look at my pals with their Bozo sweatshirts and their Bozo hats. Hey, you look nice. Why don't you, Cynthia and Linda, take your seats in the grandstand very carefully, get off the Bozo-mobile, and this way I'll be able to push the Bozo-mobile right over to the side of the circus and we'll be all set. Will you park it for me in the circus garage? And I'll be able to tell you what other special surprises we got planned for you here under the Bozo Big Top. Today, my pal, Professor Tweety Foofer, is going to stop by, and wowee-kazowee, do we have fun when he's around. Also, Clank the Tin Can Man should be here. We're going to have another exciting Bozo adventure. So many special surprises. I know you're going to enjoy that. Where's that? Is the mailman there? For me? A package? Well, excuse me just a minute. There seems to be some packages here, and we'll find... What does it say? It's for Clank. Wowee, these are heavy packages. I better put it down and save it for him, but wow, I don't know if I can carry them. They're very heavy. Ooh, Nelly!
I found the perfect place to take the whole family, the New England Aquarium.
Oh, Daddy, you have great surprises. Oh,
yeah, come on, around here are the sharks.
Look at you.
Mina, look at that.
How does that feel, Karen?
Hey, look how close they are.
What a giant turtle.
I can walk like a penguin.
Look like mirrors.
Hey, Mom, the dolphin shark.
The New England Aquarium, where families get together.
Bang, bang, bang. Oh, howdy, partner. Time for timer.
Do you ever get that hungry feeling after school?
Boy, I do. I'm so hungry, I could eat a wagon wheel.
When I'm slow on the draw and I need something to chaw, I hanker for a hunk of cheese. When my 10-gallon hats are feeling 5 gallons flat, I got something planned, which is little cheese sandwiches. Come on!
Here's a great little snack to tide you over till dinner. If you want something delicious and nutritious, cheese is a super snack. Look, a wagon wheel.
When my get up and go has got up and went, I hanker for a hunk of cheese. When I'm dancing a hold down and my boots kind of slow down, or any time I'm weak in the knees, I hanker for a hunk of, a slab or slice of chunk of, a snacker day is a winner, and yet won't spoil my dinner. I hanker for a hunk of cheese. Yahoo!
Guess who?
hero.
Sarge? No. Rosemary, the telephone operator? No. Henry, the mild-mannered janitor?
Could be. Hong Kong Phooey, number one super guy. Hong Kong Phooey, quicker than the human eye. He's got style, a groovy smile, and a bob that just won't stop. When the going gets rough, he's super tough with a Hong Kong Phooey chop. Yeah! Hong Kong Phooey, number one super guy. Hong Kong Phooey, quicker than the human eye. Tick-a-chong, tick-a-chong, tick-a-chack, tick-a-chong, tick-a-bop-chock, chop-in-da-bow-wow-wow. Hong Kong Phooey, fan-rific!
Return after these messages.
Greetings, Earthlings! I'm Robolod. I'm from Mars, and I eat all kinds of candy bars. What is this? Some Earth fruit? Mmm. It is good. It's better than good. It's yummy and not bad. Oh, wait till I tell the other Martians about this. By only eating candy bars, we don't know what we've missed.
Banded together from remote galaxies are 13 of the most sinister villains of all time, the Legion of Doom, dedicated to a single objective, the conquest of the universe. Only one group dares to challenge this intergalactic threat, the Super Friends. The Justice League of America versus the Legion of Doom. This is the Challenge of the Super Friends.
Captain Caveman!
Set free by the Teen Angels from his prehistoric block of glacier ice comes the world's first superhero, Captain Caveman! Now the constant companion to the Teen Angels, Brenda, Dee Dee, and Taffy in their hilarious and sometimes scary mystery missions. Get ready for Captain Caveman and the Teen Angels.
This way, up ahead.
Well, here we are, Teen Angels, in Dodge City for the yearly Wild West celebration.
Zowie! It looks just like it did in the days of the Old West.
Yeah, when they were cattle rustlers and thieves and train robberies and bad.
It, Brenda. Here comes the stage. Let's go for a ride.
Oonga bonga me, Cowboy Cavey. Oonga. Whoa! Oonga.
Sheriff Dillard, here's the daily proceeds and the mail. Run it on down to the bank.
Sure thing, Mayor Wilkins.
Ah, yeah! Now's our chance.
This is super-rific! Riding in a real stagecoach!
Yeah, with real bandits! Look!
Oonga, me stop them, Captain!
This is all part of the celebration. It's only a phony robbery.
All right, this is a hold-up. Hand over the saddlebags. And don't try anything funny. I'll stop them.
Super Zowie, what a hero.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Ridiculous.
HR Puff and Step. Who's your friend when things get rough? HR Puff and Step. Can't do a little cause he can't do enough.
Once upon a summertime, just a dream from yesterday, a boy and his magic golden flute heard a boat from off the bay.
Come and play with me, Jimmy, come and play with me, and I will take you on a trip far across the sea.
But the boat belonged to a kooky old witch who had in mind the flute to snitch.
From her broom broom in the sky, she watched her plans materialize. She waved her wand, the beautiful boat was gone. The skies grew dark, the sea grew rough, and the boat sailed on and on and on and on and on and on.
But Muffinstuff was watching too and knew exactly what to do. He saw the witch's bold attack, and as the boy was fighting back,
he called his rescue racer crew, as often they'd rehearsed, and off to save the boy they flew.
But who would get there first?
But now the boy had washed ashore. Puff arrived to save the day, which made the witch so mad and sore. She shook her fist and screamed away. Hey, Char Puffinstuff, who's your friend when things get rough? Hey, Char Puffinstuff, can't do a little 'cause you can't do enough. Hey, Char Puffinstuff, he's your friend when things get rough. Hey, Char Puffinstuff, can't do a little 'cause you can't do enough.
We'll return after these messages.
Beautiful Chrissy has beautiful hair that grows.
This is beautiful Chrissy, the doll with beautiful hair that grows and grows. Turn the knob and her hair shorter. Press her tummy and you can make her hair grow. And you can brush it and fix it different ways.
Beautiful Chrissy has beautiful hair.
Rose, she's ideal.
Hello, all you people out there in Gameland. Today we're going to play an exciting new game called Loop-A-Lot. Now, this is based on the scientific principle. You put your finger in the hole, then you take a penny. See, you put it right there, or you spin it around. I drop my penny. I'll be right back. You spin the Loop-A-Lot, you stop, or you still got the penny. Now, where did the penny go? You can do this with one penny or two.
Where would I be if I was a penny? Penny?
Aha! Here we are! You see, it's the centrifugal force, the in going to the out, which keeps the penny in place. And when you get to be a super looper, you can use one, two, or three pennies. Loop-A-Lot is a parka game. So is Monopoly. Oh.
Step aside or you might end up in a heap. Roadrunner, roadrunner runs on the road all day. Even the coyote can't make him change his ways. Roadrunner, the coyote's after you. Roadrunner, if he catches you, you're through. Roadrunner, the coyote's after you. Roadrunner, if he catches you, you're through. He's really a crazy clown. When will he learn that he never can mow him down? Poor little roadrunner never bothers anyone. Just running down the road's his idea of having fun. Do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Bill Cosby coming at you with music and fun, and if you're not careful, you may learn something before it's done. So let's get ready, okay?
Hey, hey, hey!
Difference between a meteor and a comet?
Well, it's, it'll be fun to find out, won't it?
It's fun to find out makes an ocean wave wave.
My name is Karen.
My name is Karen.
It's fun to find out what your voice really sounds like.
It's fun to find out what it's really like in space. This is the captain speaking. Come in, Earth.
Boston's Museum of Science, where it's fun to find out.
Why does he have such funny little front legs?
Hi, time for timer. What?
No time for breakfast. Now look, since 6 o'clock last night, you haven't eaten a bite. Come on, I'll show you why that's really not the way for a growing kid to start a busy day. Here we are inside your body, and this noisy, empty space is your stomach getting angry because there's no food in the place. Uh-oh, let's find some food fast. Now listen. I don't want you to think this is the best way to eat breakfast, but in case you can't cook, and if you haven't time for a good cereal in a well-balanced meal, then this quickie breakfast is better than nothing at all, okay? Hey, here's orange juice and milk and fruit juice waiting to be taken. And bless my soul, right here's a bowl with one cold piece of steak in, a hard-boiled egg or chicken leg or cheese or luncheon meat, or a peanut butter sandwich. Any time of day's a treat. So to keep your mom from grumbling and stop that stomach rumbling and keep your legs from stumbling when you play, you gotta eat some kind of breakfast every day.
As your body grows bigger,
your mind must flower. It's great to learn,
cause knowledge is power.
It's too hard.
They say our solar system is centered round the sun. Nine planets large and small parading by. But somewhere out in space, there's another shining face that you might see some night. To the sun, it's a lot of fun. It's a hot spot, it's a gas, hydrogen and helium in a big, bright, glowing mass. It's a star, it's a star. So Danny got a monograph. Mercury was near the sun, so Janet stopped by. But the mercury on Mercury was much too high, so Janet split for Venus. But on Venus, she found she couldn't see a thing for all the clouds around. Earth looked exciting, kinda green and inviting, so Janet thought she'd give it a go. But the creatures on that planet looked so very weird to Janet, she didn't even dare to say hello. It's a bird, it's a plane, why it must be a UFO. But it was interplanet Janet, she's a galaxy girl. The solar system is from a future world. She travels like a rocket seen. No, there's never been a planet Janet hasn't seen. Mars is red and Jupiter's big and Saturn shows off its rings. Uranus is built on a funny tilt and Neptune is its twin. And Pluto, little Pluto, is the farthest planet from our sun. They say our solar system is not alone in space. The universe has endless mystery. Some future astronaut may find out that what he thought a shooting star instead turned out to be. Interplanet Janet, she's a galaxy girl. The solar system is from a future world. She travels like a rocket with a comet team, and there's never been a planet Janet hasn't seen. There's never been a planet Janet.
yesterday I got to dreaming about a recipe for my love. Took all the things I was feeling, things around, there's just not enough love. I tried and tried to find out the secret for my recipe. But all of these things couldn't make up my baby and what my baby means to me. A couple of sunshine, I added a touch of the rainbow, sprinkled some happiness around it, and a little bit from a song that I know. One smile and a whole lot of love in my recipe. All that would make up my baby and what my baby means to me. Yes, I've done a whole lot of dreaming, but it's no fun when things ain't what they're seeming. I love my baby and my baby loves me. Then why are you doing my recipe? Painted me a face like Mona Lisa, put some magic in the smile.
I wish I had a Scooby snack.
Oh, artists round the world started copying my style.
That's a four-pack of Scooby-Doo songs for you from the 60s and 70s. Time Travel is here on WMFO in Medford.
Heavens to hilarity! This is it, sports fans! Participants, even! Television's greatest array of stars! Laugh Olympics presents the round-the-world triple-team competition between the Yogi Yahooies, the Scooby-Doobies, and the Really Rottens. The players are on the field, in the stadium even. So let's get on with it. Laugh Olympics.
Welcome, sports fans, to the All-Star Laugh Olympics. The first round of the batting contest to see who hits the most balls pits the skillful Hong Kong Phooey against the Yogi's Quick Draw McGraw, the fastest bat in the West.
Okay, Hong Kong Phooey, make your move.
Here's the windup. Looks like he's going into his triple one-time whammy. Foul ball, strike one. Foul ball. Strike three, he's out.
What happened to strike two?
I told him to stay close to the plate, but this is ridiculous.
Zero for the Yogis. Next up at bat, from the Scooby-Doos, is Captain Caveman, being pitched to by the really rotten's Dread Baron.
Charge!
Looks like something sneaky is going on at the mound. What is it?
It's my own invention, the Barreling Baron Baseball Blaster. After a blast of this, he'll be back in caveman days.
Throw it!
A windup, the pitch. It's a fly ball. It's a grounder. It's a line drive.
Rat!
Rat!
An incredible display of batmanship by Captain Caveman. 37 hits from one hitter. Not bad for one time at bat. As we go down to the wire, Suey the Pig comes up to bat for the Rottens, with Scooby Dum going to the mound. The pressure is really on, Scooby Dum. This is for the whole cake. But first...
Cake? I'd rather have a bone.
Let's look at this afternoon when Scooby Dum got a few tips from our expert guest commentator, Fred Flintstone.
Thank you, my friend. Scooby Dum, it is a pushover. As you can see, it reminds me of my old days with the Bedrock Little League.
Hey, Fred, you never used to play.
Barney Rubble, will you be quiet? Now, all you do is this, Scooby Dum. It's all in the balance. First, you wind up. Then you rear back.
I didn't think he ever played in the Little League.